Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Tulsa when you're growing up. Did you go to downtown Tulsa or did you stay in Greenwood? Could you shop and go in stores in downtown Tulsa?
No. First of all, I didn't have any money. Second of all, I didn't go because in my mind, I'm only speaking for me. I don't know how other people think about it, but Archer was a dividing line. And most folks never went across Archer. Unless it was absolutely necessary, they did not go across Archer. Because on the other hand, on Greenwood, the term Black Wall Street came to me later in life. We called it Deep Greenwood. And my mind had been so traumatized, we never knew about Black Wall Street. We just knew Deep Greenwood. But they said if a dollar hits Greenwood, it doesn't have any reason to leave. Because the black community was self-contained. You had the barbershops, you had the barbecue places, you had Man Brothers stores, one on Greenwood and one on Lansing Brothers. Big, tall, light-skinned man, and I was in school with one of them, Antoinette Man. So if a dollar hit Greenwood, it didn't have any reason to leave. So what do we need to go downtown? You had clothes makers, tailors, shoe shops, and cleaners on Greenwood. No reason to leave.
There would have been signs downtown that you would have seen.
I saw them.
What did they say?
I have to paraphrase. Colored people this way, colored people can't use this water fountain. They had all those signs. I saw it at the train station. It was at the train station. I used to go on, ride the bus on 5th and Cincinnati going to South Haven. And you very seldom saw a black walking along 5th and Cincinnati unless he was working. Or unless she was working. No. We understood, if you grow up in that, you don't even really give it a whole lot of thought. You understand there's a place that you spoke. Now, I fought it, man. I fought it in my way. I wouldn't go places that I know that treated us like this. And later, I think I can best explain it like this. When I joined the Navy, then I saw it in its totality, how racism could just permeate peoples, you know. For instance, they give you white uniforms in the Navy, and I'll never forget right across from me was a little boy from Mississippi. You got the flap on the thing. You flap it up and you put your name across the, and your serial number, and you flap it back down so you never see it. I do his and he does mine when he comes around here. He took mine right across the top. And the company commander made him wear it for the 6 weeks he was
in. I didn't follow that, right across the top.
He took a stencil with my name on it, as opposed to stenciling the back underneath my collar. He stenciled right across the front of my uniform.
Why?
Racism.
He was white.
White boy. Yeah, from Mississippi. I'll never forget him. I'll never forget him.
And so they made him
wear it. Made him wear it.
For?
As long as he was in boot camp. Because once you stencil it, it's there. Made him wear it all the way in boot camp, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.